Erica Falls had plans. Big plans. She was ending 2019 on the best note of her singing career. She had finished a long and spectacular run as the lead singer of the funk band Galactic.
Backwater woman blue, thick in my veins. Hoodoo mama hit you like a hurricane. Hummingbird, that's so melpomene. Touch me, mister, and I'll show you who I be.
She had started a new tour, this time as the headliner, with a musical guest boyfriend opening for her in Colorado. She had the 2020 French Quarter Festival booked, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival booked. Then she had a series of national tour dates mapped out like a celestial constellation. In 2020, people would see Orion's Belt in the night sky, and the Seven Sisters, and the name Erica Falls burning bright.
Montana, Utah, Colorado, Texas, Phoenix, New York, because I had gone there and I'd done the Brooklyn Bowl and other things that my manager was setting up. And I remember the day I got the call, like, we're going to have to cancel these runs. It was like, Galactic, everyone is canceling tours. And I'm like, what? That's when I realized, okay, this is serious. This is really real.
The coronavirus, that is. In nature, an object drops at a rate of 9.8 meters per second squared. In show business, live performance dates can drop even faster, making dreams go splat.
It shook me because I was like, this is my income. This is my living. So I was numb for a while. I just went into survival mode. I was like, okay, this mortgage is still coming, these credit card bills, I still have to pay my utilities. All of this is still going to happen. You know, I was smart enough. I mean, I had money saved, but still, I'm like, that's only for so long. I started applying for grants and the SBA loan, everything that was available, I availed myself to it. But when Jose played my Gentilly set from 2019, I sat right here and bawled like a baby, like ugly cry, like moans.
During the lockdown, more than 2.5 million people worldwide reportedly heard WWOZ's first series of Festing in Place broadcasts. The New Orleans community radio station played recordings of outstanding jazz festival performances from the past 50 years, including Fats Domino, Ella Fitzgerald, Stevie Wonder, Johnny Adams, Carole King, the Neville Brothers, and Erica Falls in her first ever headlining appearance on the Gentilly stage. She'd sung songs that she had written or adapted, and the reception had her thinking that she could one day reach Acura, the biggest stage of all, where the musical giants play. But instead, she was sitting at home in Tarrytown, and her star was shrinking.
I was grieving. I never had the chance to grieve the loss of not being to do what I love anymore. I didn't sing, not even around the house, for at least 6 months.
Eventually, Falls got off the sofa. She planted a garden. She painted her house. She began delivering food for Instacart until COVID cases in New Orleans skyrocketed. Then she remembered her grandmother's recipe for bread pudding, a dessert that Falls had once sold in sheets to a vendor at the old Louis Armstrong International Airport. She had enough friends and fans around the country and on local television who wanted a taste.
And I started shipping in New York and Chicago and Texas and here in the state. And I sent some samples to Eric Paulson and Sheba Turk, and they had me on via Zoom one morning. So all of that just really helped me with it. But I had to slow it down a little bit because when it's just you, especially when the music started coming back in again, I scaled back to just doing pop-ups.
Okay. Here, in her kitchen in the middle of the night, Falls is making money. Don't even think she'll divulge the recipe. But there's milk involved, and sugar, and eggs, and raisins, and, you know, bread.
The secret is how much to use. Yeah. Because they can basically find this recipe anywhere, but it's just something about how much you use and what you use and how you do it. It makes a difference. This is one little tip I'll give. It's important to make sure when you whip the butter, the eggs, and the sugar, it has this like whipped almost, the consistency is really thick. It's like whipped cream almost. It has that look to it, even though it's thicker. So it's good to make sure you really incorporate your ingredients. This makes two batches. One is, half is gonna be chocolate, and the other half is original. Yeah, so I'm gonna bake the chocolate ones tonight because I'm gonna ship those out in the morning. And then this batter, it'll be ready for the next batch, which is local.
And what's the shelf life?
These keep pretty well. Even if you put it in the fridge for like a week, as long as it's a nice sealed container, you can take it out. I always like to pop it in the toaster oven instead of the microwave. Something about the toaster oven gives it that crispiness again on the outside. And so that's what I like. Or the oven, whatever you have, you know. Yeah.
Welcome to Hen E Sweets, LLC. Hen stands for Falls' father, Henry Falls, who taught her how to make the bread pudding. E stands for Erica, and Sweets is fairly self-evident. She also makes coconut pralines and sorbet.
Hopefully I can get them into Rouse's. A creamy white peach sorbet and a creamy blackberry sorbet.
Under a peach-colored moon, the house is quiet. It's near midnight. Falls' cats are sleeping, and the aroma of chocolate bread pudding is rising in the kitchen. People who like to cook this late often do so because it's when the world simmers down and the phones stop ringing. Nighttime is for thinking the long thoughts, and when Falls cooks, her mind almost always goes to music. She's been planning her comeback.
Lately, I've been doing a lot of homework listening, and what I'm listening for now is like, I like the way the organ sounds in this song, or I like the strings on this song, I like the way the drum feels on this song, because I'm creating a new project, so I want to have references. When I talk to the producers, you know, of what I'm hearing on this song, listening to Leon Huff, I had the Isley Brothers on earlier. I've been listening to like Jasmine Sullivan, because I love her harmonies on stuff, to Anderson .Paak, I love him. So it's just different things in my studying that I'm listening to, you know, sounds of instruments, approaches, how people approach a lyric. Research listening.
So come the next jazz festival, Falls will be ready. She's going to sing her songs her way in a groove that she says will make people think and dance at the same time. And as a headliner, she's going to come out strong.
Because it's an hour set, 45 minutes, hour. So I like to punch him in the face. So you got that. When you have just that amount of time, you got to punch him in the face and make him say, whoa.
You should have that on your T-shirt.
Yeah.
Eric Falls punching him in the face.
I like that.
Yeah, I would buy that T-shirt.
Yes.
That's a really good one.
Later, Falls came outside to look at the peach moon. It had risen behind the clouds, no longer where it used to be. But that's natural. Everything moves in the night sky. So even when they're not visible, the moon, the planets, and the stars are still around, like Falls herself, until it's their moment to shine. I'm Gwen Tompkins in Tarrytown for WWNO.
backed by popular demand, is a joint project between the Historic New Orleans Collection, Music Inside Out, and WWNO. The full interviews are available at musicinsideout.org. And in the Historic New Orleans Collection's ongoing oral history project called From the Front Line, Narratives of the COVID-19 Pandemic in New Orleans.